Okay, welcome, welcome. Hey, I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I'm your host. You are listening to the You Are Covered podcast. This is a podcast where we discover all things fashion, mental health, and theology. We are going to do a quick devotional. And this episode's all about how to be an open person. And maybe you clicked on this episode because you're curious. You're like, what does it look like to be an open person? Maybe you're like, Hannah, I don't want to be so closed-minded. I've had some relationship conflicts. I just want to know what this is about. And we're going to talk about how to be an open person between you and God and relationally with the body of Christ. And it starts with not being fake, okay? So we're going to discover that and then stay tuned. I'm going to give you some fashion news. And as always, we're going to end with a few really great mental health resources. And this one is an exercise on how to open your heart, your head, and your gut. And it's through the Transformational Leadership Coaching and Training organization. And it is written by Marcia Reynolds. And I think you're really going to enjoy this. So we're going to get started. First things first, let's do our little devotional. We're going to talk and look at Matthew 23. Okay. And this is a whole passage about Jesus talking to Pharisees and basically these leaders who were being fake, just 100% fakers. And here's the thing. So I think it was like a few years back, I found this backpack at Goodwill. And it was Louis Vuitton. It looked like Louis Vuitton. It was so cute. I loved it. And I was like, this has got to be fake. It has to be. But it was so close to the original that I was surprised at the things I had to look for to see if this was a fake or not. Okay. And that is how people can be. You have to really look for signs to see if a person is real or not, okay? And Jesus doesn't like fakers. He doesn't like people of the faith that are going to be fake. Listen, fakers are closed people. They have closed doors. They have ways to make sure that you don't actually see inside what is actually going on, okay? So those are some things that we're going to touch on with this. Think about how Jesus didn't like fakers. So when a Christian is fake, the things that you can tell that a person is doing that is fake, it's hard because they can look perfect and put together on the outside. Actually, they might look, quote unquote, more like a Christian than maybe even a Christian, because somebody who is saved and knows Jesus, they're not afraid to show all the mistakes that they have made or that they have experienced or the sins that they're struggling with, because they know that they are covered in Jesus's blood. Like, they know that they're covered in God's grace, right? That is a real Christian. We know that we haven't gotten to grace and salvation, and we haven't gotten to be a Christian without Christ's sacrifice, right? There's nothing that we've done, absolutely nothing. We can never be good, quote unquote, because that bar keeps moving depending on who you talk to, right? So that is why Jesus died on the cross for us. So a real Christian understands that and isn't trying to fake it. Fake Christians, they're trying to fake it. They're trying to keep themselves together. They're not going to be real with you. They're not going to tell you their struggles. Listen, when you can find a real Christian who's going to tell you their sin and say, listen, this is where I messed up. This is my struggle. This is how I have been learning to trust in God's grace today. I'm learning this today. This isn't something that I learned in the past. This is what I'm learning today. That is a real person, and they're going to be open to you. They're going to be open to your experiences. They're going to be open to loving you through every up and down, okay? And Jesus called this out in the Pharisees. So the Pharisees were fakers, and it's hard to spot them, right? It's hard to spot fakers. But let me tell you, find a Christian who's real. Find one that's going to be honest about their sin. Those are real people. That's how you become an open person. It is by knowing that you don't have to fake being good or perfect or nice. No, we Christians, listen, we are all human beings. We are all imperfect and we are on a journey and we're all being sanctified, okay? So there's no such thing as a perfect Christian on this side of glory, okay? And that's the beauty of God looking at us and seeing Christ and not Hannah Lynn Miller and all of her mistakes and glory. That is the beauty. So anyways, those are just some thoughts as we go into this. But I did want to read a little bit that I wrote a couple years ago. It might have been last year, actually. But during Jesus' life, we need to remember that he exposed the fakes. He called them out. Those who said they followed God, but they were more concerned on the outside about looking good. There's an entire chapter dedicated to Jesus exposing the Pharisees in Matthew 23. Then Jesus said to the crowds and his disciples, "The teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses. So practice and obey whatever they tell you, but don't follow their example. For they don't practice what they preach. They crush people with unbearable religious demands and never lift a finger to ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. On their arms, they wear extra wide prayer boxes with scripture verses inside, and they wear robes with extra long tassels. And they love to sit at the head table at banquets and in the seats of honor in the synagogues. They love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces." Ah, that's heavy. But Jesus called those people out. And, you know, I'm not saying point fingers and call people out who are faking, but you know, there's some good questions that you can ask someone who's trying to put up a front, who's trying to be perfect all the time, who isn't being real about their struggles when they clearly do have some issues in their life that they need to get out of. Like they need to get out of certain sin issues. Like we all sin, okay? And if you are walking closely with another person, you're going to see that. So don't be fake. Be authentic to yourself and who you are. I don't care if you're trying to be religious or whatever, quote unquote Christian. Be real, be authentic, and take what you're struggling with, take what you're journeying with, and merge it together, okay? That is that. We are all on this journey. There are no perfect Christians this side of glory, okay? All right. All right, let's move on to fashion. I really loved this story. It is in the Sourcing Journal. I found it there. But it is basically Walmart celebrating their first, or I think their biggest factory, clothing factory that is in the U.S. So my husband knows this. I've always ranted about Walmart and some of these brands that have been around for a while that just have had horrible factories and horrible places. And there's been a lot of news around it. And there's just so many layers to the factories over in these third world countries that just haven't had good standards for anything, any kind of living, and having people work in just these horrible environments that is just devastating, like just horrible. So when I heard about this, I'm like, I'm happy about it. And I hope it lasts, because I know that textile factories don't last very long in the US just because it is expensive. But they have a whole nother fashion brand that they're trying to launch and continue to build into the Walmart stores. And so I'm pretty sure it is called The Cut and Sew Company, Inc. That is one of their production facilities. That's what it's called. And it's in Santa Ana. And here's a quote. "Classic Fashion is proud to be a supplier to Walmart as we build our manufacturing presence in the United States. I am proud to highlight our incredible U.S.-based manufacturing staff and the local community here in Santa Ana as we continue to build on Classic Fashion's 20-year history of success." So it's this is why I say it's so complicated with these big mega stores and what they try and build, and how many different companies they have to partner with to get any kind of product out. And that's why sometimes when these factories are overseas and they are the way that they are, they know about it. But it is like there's so many different layers that you have to go through to make sure everything is standard. I'm not making excuses at all. But it is crazy how many things have to go into place to basically get things on the shelf for something like Walmart. So they are partnering with Classic Fashion, which is really exciting. It's a long-standing commitment to support American manufacturing that dates back to the company's founder, Sam Walton. Nearly two-thirds of Walmart's annual product spend is on products that are made, grown, or assembled in the U.S. And in 2021, the company announced a new $350 billion investment to reinforce that goal. In addition to partnering with companies like Classic Fashion to expand its U.S. manufacturing presence, Walmart is also supporting American entrepreneurs through its annual open call event. So these are good things. I think as we're seeing a lot of like unrest all over the place and with like gases and pricing, we're trying to keep everything very local, moving in a pretty good direction. I think just because it's good to keep these things local and there's less, it's just economical. So very interesting. I will put this article in the show notes. For the mental health portion of this podcast episode, I did want to tell you about this great website. I'm going to put this in the show notes. It is called Transformational Leadership Coaching and Training. So I got this resource. It's visualizing for opening your head, heart, and gut. Okay. So if you're driving, if you are whatever you're up to, if you want to just sit back, relax, I'm going to read through this script that is already written out. Sit in your chair and become a witness to your body. Close your eyes or shift your gaze downward. Notice how your body feels. Shift your position to feel comfortable while sitting upright. Feel where your body is making contact with the chair. Feel where you have placed your feet. Notice your emotional state. What do you feel? Do you feel sad, calm, tired, impatient? Whatever you feel, see if you can relax and release so that you become open to the process you are about to step into. Focus on your breathing. Feel the movement of your body up and down as your breath moves in and out. Feel the temperature of the air as you inhale it into your body. Let your body relax as the air flows out. If you notice specific spots of tension relating to your emotions, breathe into these spots. As you breathe out, let the tension flow out of your body. Bring your awareness to your brain. Picture an elevator sitting in the center of your mind. The door is open. Allow your thoughts, judgments, and opinions to float into the empty elevator. When they are safely inside, see the door close, leaving your mind free of thoughts. Say the word curious to yourself. Breathe in and curiously feel your mind open. Return to the elevator in your mind. The door is still closed. Watch the elevator float slowly down your body, through your neck, to your chest, and see it settle in the spot next to your heart. Recall someone or a pet you deeply care for. Or maybe it's a special place you go that opens your heart. As the elevator door opens, see the people or the pet or the place that fills you with gratitude, happiness, or love. Take a deep breath in. Say the word you feel, such as love, happy, or grateful. Feel your heart expand. Return to the elevator next to your heart. Say goodbye to that person, pet, or place as the door closes. The elevator floats slowly down your body, down your center, and comes to a rest at the spot just below your navel. There is a warm glow coming from the elevator door. When the door opens, there's nothing inside but the warm glow. So feel the warmth of this glow. Recall a time you felt gutsy and determined, a time you spoke up or did something in spite of your fear. Remember how you felt as you took action or spoke your mind. As you inhale, say the word courage to yourself. Let the word settle into the center of your body before you exhale. Keep breathing with your mind on your center, your point of strength. Keep your eyes closed. All right, now you can open them. How was that for you? I loved that exercise. That's why I wanted to share it with you. I thought it was really good. If you're not used to these mindfulness exercises, I understand. I understand because they can be, like, you can tell, like, even when I'm communicating or I'm talking and I start talking about the script, it's just a different vibe, right? Like, you're just more calm and you're thinking through all the practices and exercises. And I thought this was really, really interesting. People who tend to be helpers listen more easily from their heart than from their gut. Risk takers who move quickly on an instinct find it easier to listen from their gut than their heart. In your daily interactions, practice receiving from your most vulnerable place to balance the three large organs of your nervous system. This practice will help you open and align your entire nervous system when you're going through any kind of coaching or counseling, or maybe you're just wanting to align yourself. Try to be truer to yourself, like from our little devotional. We don't want to separate out ourselves and try to be a different version than what God is trying to create us into. He knows us and he knows every part of us and he has accepted us. And that is beautiful. And so we don't have to have different boxes. We don't have to be fake. We can be open and we can connect with all parts of us, our heart, our mind, and the physical body, which is our gut. A lot of the times people don't understand how connected those are. And it's scientific. It is, your brain does send waves down through your nervous system into your gut. And so that's why I really liked this exercise. So you can always go back to this. And I hope that I read this out and it was calming and relaxing to where you can go back to it and be like, okay, Hannah, I want to do that connecting exercise again. This is called mindfulness. It's very grounding. It is very different from somatic exercises. Somatic exercises, it's very new. It's great. My professor's been doing it with us. It's focused on the outside. So it's like focusing on connecting with the things around you, where grounding and mindfulness is more thinking about the inside and how that relates to you. So hope you enjoyed that. be an open person. And the best way to do that is to be connected to your whole self, all the parts of you, the parts that are being sanctified, the parts that are being redeemed, all of those parts, bring it together. And that is something that Jesus would want for you. He exposed the Pharisees. He didn't praise them. And they were the religious leaders, but they were trying too hard to be good or perfect and not really caring for those around them. And they weren't open. They weren't open people. They're not people to be trusted. So we want to be open. And if Jesus was around and you weren't open and you were fake, he'd call you out. Okay, so that is it for today. That is all we have for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me again. Everything is in the show notes. Super easy to access them. Just go to youarecovered.com. Everything is there. If you liked this episode and you find it helpful or you enjoy it, please, please, please subscribe. Leave a review if you're in iTunes. It goes such a long way. You know, the algorithm's a thing. So, and I'd just love to hear your thoughts. I just want to hear from you. And if you're a listener, don't be one of those people who consume media and you don't hit like and you don't become a part of it. We are creators. We put our blood, sweat, and tears into this stuff. So I want to hear from you because I'm doing it for you. So again, I really appreciate you being here and thanks for being a part of the You Are Covered community. We have gear. We have merch. So if you go on the youarecoveredpodcast.com and you click on some of the episodes, or you go to hannahlynnmiller.com and you go to the store, you can actually shop for gear. And hopefully I'll have some soon to show you, because I ordered some, but it is up on the website. So check that out as well. As always, God's got you and you are covered. I'll see you in the next episode.